Good afternoon, Pilgrim. Sun shining bright in my old Hillsboro home. Beautiful, beautiful afternoon here. Beautiful afternoon. No eclipses. Of course, we didn't have one anyway. But how to become fishers of men? Any of you like to know the answer to that? I have here a sermon by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. He read from Matthew 4:19. And Jesus, he says unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. When Christ calls us by his grace, we ought not only to remember what we are, we ought not also think about what he can make of us. It's follow me, and I will make you. Follow me, and I will make you. We should repent of what we have been, but rejoice in what we may be. It's not follow me because of what you are already. No, it's not follow me because you may make something of yourselves, but follow me because of what I'll make of you. Verily, I may say of each one of us, as soon as we are converted, it doth not yet appear what shall be. Did not seem a likely thing that lowly fishermen would develop into apostles, but they did. That men so handy with the net would be quite as much at home in preaching sermons and instructing converts, but they were. One would have said, how can these things be? You can't make founders of churches out of peasants of Galilee. That's exactly what Christ did. When we're brought low in the sight of God by a sense of our own unworthiness, we may feel encouraged to follow Jesus because of what he can make of us. What said the woman of a sorrowful spirit when she lifted up her song? He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes. So he does. We can't tell what God may make of us in the new creation, since it would have been quite impossible to have foretold what he made of chaos in the old creation. He made something out of nothing. Who could have imagined all the beautiful things that came forth from darkness and disorder by that one word? Well, four words, actually. Let there be light. And who can tell what lovely displays of everything that is divinely fair may yet appear in a man's formerly dark life when God's grace said to him, let there be light. Yeah, you who see in yourselves at present nothing desirable. Come on, follow Christ for the sake of what he can make of you. You not hear his sweet voice calling to you and saying, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men? We are not made all that we shall be, nor all that we ought to desire to be when we're ourselves fished for and caught, when we're first become Christians. No, we ain't much. This is what the grace of God does for us at first, but it is not all. We're like the fishes, making sin to be our element, and the good Lord comes with the gospel net. He takes us. He delivers us from the life and love of sin. But he's not wrought for us all that he can do, nor all that we should wish him to do when he has done this. It's another and a higher miracle to make us who were fish, to become fishers, to make the saved ones saviors, to make the convert into a converter, the receiver of the gospel into an imparter of that same gospel to other people. I think I may say to every person whom I am addressing, if you are saved yourself, the work's only half done until you're employed to bring others to Christ. You are as yet but half formed in the image of your Lord. You've not yet attained to the full development of the Christ life in you, unless you've commenced in some feeble way to tell the others of the grace of God. Not trust that you find no rest to the sole of your foot till you've been the means of leading many of that blessed to that blessed Savior who is your confidence and your hope. His word is, follow me. Not merely that you may be saved, or even that you may be sanctified, but follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Be following Christ with that intent and that aim, and fear that you are not perfectly following him unless in some degree he is making use of you to be fishers of men. The fact is that every one of us must take to the business of being a man catcher. If Christ has caught us, we must catch others. If we've been apprehended of him, we must be his constables to apprehend rebels for him. Let us ask him to give us grace to go fishing, so to cast our nets that we may take a great multitude of fishes. That the Holy Ghost may raise up from among us some master fishers who shall sail their boats in many a sea and surround great shoals of fish. I'm going to leave it there. There's something for us to pray about. Lord, give us strength. Give us your wisdom. Give us your knowledge. Give us your courage to do what we ought in the matter of reaching other folks, catching fish. Well, God bless, Pilgrim. Have a blessed, blessed day. God bless.